And aloha. Aloha, divine ones, and welcome. Welcome to my rainforest garden. Welcome to Wisdom from the Rainforest. I am your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda, and I am inviting you to sit with me here in this beautiful, amazing, high vibrational space. Lava rock, rainforest garden, where there is just a flurry of little bird activity today as the birds get busy to build their nests and create tiny, tiny little eggs. It's so sweet. But inviting you to take pause in your busyness and really be present for yourself. For yourself. We'll just stop there. No other words needed. So much that is just in my mind and in my throat chakra waiting to get out right now. It is truly trying to sit with this energy to put it into words. It's really been just a massive wave of energy that we felt. It started with the eclipse a few weeks back. And goodness, my room last night, you would have thought it was still a full moon. The light was just shining, and needless to say, I did not sleep much last night, or really the three nights before, and I'll get to that in a moment. But the moon at half full right now was just glowing last night here on the island, in a almost like a orangey yellow light shining in my room. It's very bright. So inviting you to take pause and be present here. It's the middle of the day and just absolute silence. Besides for the person building a house somewhere down the road, I hear on occasion there is nothing, no sound of humans. As I pause to check in, just the birds and a gentle breeze. And that's it. What a gift. What a gift this is to be in this space. And what a gift it is, dear hearts, to be able to sit here on your behalf and then offer you this energy through these words, through this podcast, because as we are speaking, we are creating a portal from your space to mine. And so, literally, you can connect with this energy. And if you are joining me here in these words, then you are in need of this magical energy. The medicine that is so prevalent here in the rainforest. And now let me jump to this. Three nights of sleep just have not been sleep. My heart pounding and just so much energy, telling me that things are building up beneath the surface, just waiting. It's not an if, it's a when. When Kilauea Crater will be showing us her insides, I suppose you could say, spouting that red lava, that red magma that comes from the heart of Mother, that we are so endeared to see, those of us who reside here, all quiet on the surface, but again, my body is telling me things are cooking up. But it is a crazy balance right now between earth energy and universal energy. And let me tap in deeply. So the first message that comes is as below, as above, as below. My own words stumbling this morning a bit. In that this earth energy is building and universal energies are building. The prominent message this month has been revealing. It's like the big reveal. Things that have been kept hidden, you know, we were immersed or have been immersed in this old energy, and the old energy was all about hiding. It was all about shadows and keeping submerged that which we did not want to bring to the light, right? Thinking those things that we can just shove away and ignore, and there they would sit. And we have seen that in the past. A rare siren. Don't usually hear those here. But that goes part and parcel with my message today. Allow me to continue. Is that the energies we've seen, starting with COVID, you know, not precisely, but about that time of things, just it's like just always the big zit image comes to mind, is that this big zit just popping and everything coming out. And that's really what it's been. We've just seen this big reveal in different groups in the world and government, society, all these things that were hidden away, these yucky things, I'll just use that word, coming to light. And now we come again, because things settled down a little bit, didn't they? But the universe is saying, oh no. And you might see, perhaps, in your own life, in your own circles, old habits just don't fit anymore. And that's what I am personally feeling, just the old, that old habits. Now, remember, when we had that eclipse, the eclipse was like this line drawn in the universe of the old and the new. And to get to the new, it's presented to us in a silver platter, but we really needed to release the old. So where we are right now, it's like the universe is saying, you didn't let go of that, you didn't let go of that, and you didn't let go of that. So what are you doing? So really work on those things. But we're at this point where there's no choice anymore. Truly, there is no choice. It's really coming to the surface. And those of us who are light workers and have done this work and have been doing the deep work, continue doing it. Continue doing it. Until you can rise. And that is the message. It's all about rising, raising our vibration, raising together, creating coherence between light workers, between this light grid that I see in my mind right now, connecting, joining in community, and rising together, allowing that which needs to go to just go. Just go. No more thinking about it. No more anything. Just let it go and move on. But what I'm seeing this week, and so interesting how this mirrors in my hospice work, I've had a few new patients and chats with the caregivers first who are saying this patient has been very combative patient. I've had a few caregivers tell me I've never seen this before, this kind of behavior or such aggressive behavior. So I need to tap into those individuals to see what's going on there. But certainly there's this theme of hostility. And I had shared with a dear sister. Sorry, I paused because these little birds are just flitting about my house and they're eating the birds out of the cobwebs and they're looking for a space to nest. And I love it. For me, it tells me that this is a safe space. And several months now, when I had a pregnant sow give birth under my house. What an interesting night that was. But I thought, what a blessing. What a blessing. Because I have consecrated my land to be sacred space and a safe space for both humans and animals. So it tells me that it's working. But and now, of course, I've lost track of where I am because I've gone off with the fairies, one would say, watching the bees come and the little birds. Let me go back. Angels, please direct me to where I was. Hostilities. Yes, that's where we were. I had my first very harsh encounter with the one person on our block. There's not really blocks here. It's just plots of land, but you can call it as such. Such an interesting interaction very early this morning, and this person just seething with anger. And as he's screaming at me, I just held my space and called the angels around me and, of course, did what magical women do. And if you're a magical woman and you don't do this, this is a reminder from the universe to remind yourself that you are a magical woman and that we have magical tools. We have special helpers who come to our aid. We have our energy field we can pull in, and we stand our ground. You root your energy into the space that you are. You do not show fear, because that is what they want. These that reside in fear in the shadows, those who walk amongst us, that their purpose is to be in that state of fear, to grow more fear, and you will know who they are. But I just watched his eyes, and his eyes were just consumed by an inner rage. So I did what I did, because what do you do when you have rage and anger and fear, those forces in front of you? You throw love at it, because there's nothing better to quench that raging fire of anger than to throw love at it. And that is what I did. I threw love, and I said, I would pray for him, which, of course, he just loved. Love to hear and had some choice words to that, but I truly meant that. And I spent the next so long of my morning visualizing him, visualizing his family, because I know who they are, and just sending them love, surrounding them with their angels, praying for love and acceptance, sending that energy back. And again, my magical sisters, remember your magical work. We can forget it at times, can't we, as we walk amongst, I don't know what is a good word anymore, as we walked out there, let's say. I'm joined by a cat who has something in his mouth. A little lizard, okay. Pulling your energy field around you and showering love. What you got there? Musu, musubi. It's just a little lizard, which I breaks my heart for them to catch anything, but okay, focus. Surrounding them with love. So pushing that anger, that energy away from you and sending it back with love and awareness. It's very important that we send everything we send back with love and awareness. We cannot match. Well, you could. You could choose to react and sit in that space of anger, but that only fuels the fire, doesn't it? And that won't help us out in the world. That's not going to help us by putting out more anger. There is enough anger and frustration. And again, this energy that we sit in right now is just pushing buttons left and right. So really be wary of yourself and what you're putting out there, and take nothing personally this week. Just step back and observe. Step back and observe. They're telling me again, step back and observe. They say, because more is coming. More is coming. More is coming. You know, I remember distinctly sharing these words with a dear friend after my partner passed. And there was such a cacophony of noise. So much ugliness surrounding those moments, those days, those months. And I remember this moment etched in my mind. And I said to my friend, it just feels to me that I'm in this giant battle between light and dark. And I don't know why I said it. I mean, I know in that precise moment, but I held on to that because I, as a light worker, as a light warrior who walks this earth with Archangel Michael behind me as my guardian and protector, and needless do I say Aries warrior, that theme of battle sings in my blood. What I feel that right now is that we can choose, can't we? We choose every moment of every day what our reality will be, what our energy will be, what we put out into the world. So truly step outside of your circle and choose light. Choose light, light worker. Choose love. And if you feel like you're not in that space, check in to yourself. Do what needs to happen. Go for a walk in nature and really just let go. You know, this is all Maya. It's all illusion around us. My goodness, as I'm expressing these words about this, it just feels like things are getting shaken up. And I've got the noise of the house building, which has quieted down. I've got a rare helicopter over me, which pretty much never happens either, and the rare siren. So there's a lot of noise going on. But these reminders, well, these are reminders, and what they share with me to share with you is that there is a lot of noise out there. Shut it out. Shut it out. And that is, of course, why I feel I've been brought here in what I will be creating, grounding into reality and bringing now a circle of women who will help with this manifestation of this sacred space that I've been calling the Happy Heart Sanctuary, a physical space of longing and communion, community, a safe space and haven for women to offer their magical work and to come together. To be here, to sit in circle, on island in the rainforest, and on a typical day, hearing nothing except the little birds and, well, that's really it. There's no other creatures here that really predominate the noise factor. Such as taking pause and check in for a moment and seeing where you are in this journey and if and where this is resonating for you. We are well into the new. You might not see it in the physical as of yet, but don't give up hope. Never give up hope. Never think that a dream or wish that you've put out into the universe is not coming back to you because you don't see it in this moment. You've got to believe fully. Charge your energy field with that vision of what it is you want to draw in and keep on it. So with that, I wanted to share what came to me very in a big lump. I was trying to think of more magical words, but it just kind of just plopped in this morning as this gentleman was venting his anger. What came to me is to begin a healing circle, because as I was doing that work, I know that there's others for which this work is relevant, so that we can come together in virtual circle for right now, and we will hold space to create and charge love, sending it towards a person, a situation, maybe towards yourself, and to do this on a regular basis. So I'm going to get that going. If you're finding this in real time, it's the end of April, moving into May, which is the month of Mary, which had been my intention this morning to talk about, because that'll be much of our focus for next month as she sings to me now. But I'll pause with that because that's not who came through today. But I will work on getting the healing circle up. If I ever had a weekend, I could finish the website. But for right now, stick to the Instagram and I will post a... I'll do something as you do to get that information out so you can join me in a link and all that fun stuff. So I'm feeling that's complete. I'm going to enjoy the stillness and watch the little birds and the bees that have suddenly appeared and buzzing about. We have a few dragonfly that are just flitting about, flying sticks, as my daughter calls them, flying sticks. I'm going to sit and enjoy the stillness and sending this gift of medicine, healing, Hawaiian energy and medicine, healing of the rainforest, sending it to you, sisters, hoping it finding you. It's finding you in just the perfect space and time. Wishing you nothing but love, joy, and abundance. Always with gratitude for joining me in this space. You've been listening to Wisdom from the Rainforest, and I am your host and guide, Priestess Maya Ananda. And welcome to my rainforest garden. Until we meet again, aloha and goodbye.